following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Wednesday edition. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you today. Tomorrow, we're going to be over in Grand Island at Bandit. Steve Anderson will be joining me. And then back on Friday here in the studio, Jim Langan will be rolling in. And glad to have you along with us today. Coming up on the program today, our 14 teams in 14 days, or Big Ten preview continues. Yesterday, Randy, we looked at the top of the league, at least for last year, Michigan State. And today, I have to believe, bottom of the league, at least from last year, what will Purdue be able to do? Mike Carmen from the Lafayette Journal-Courier will join us on the show today.
From first to worst, at least looking at last year's standings, Purdue will be better. They got a lot of returners back, but when you're when you're 1-11, better is about your only option.
And also, we will talk to Kearney High All-Stater Brian Arp. He's going to join us in studio. Made his commit over the weekend to Ohio, and we'll chat about that again in this day and age. Who knows? You're still 6 months away or 8 months away from National Letter of Intent signing day.
It's not as binding. It's not a legal contract just quite yet, you know.
So, I mean, I was in between, my bad.
Yeah, That's okay. We knew what you meant. It's the spirit. It's the spirit of your comment that we are kind of going with there. But, you know, again, I don't want to start anything and say that, you know, there's a chance he won't do that because he may very well be absolutely in love with going to Ohio. And one of the questions I want to ask him is, why do it so early? Why make the commitment? Maybe he doesn't like the process and wants to avoid it. And I can't say I blame him at all. I would think some of that recruiting stuff could be a major hassle, and putting it to bed would be a tremendous amount of relief as well. So that'll be one of the questions we want to ask.
Yeah, I talked about that on Monday, because it doesn't matter when you commit, whether you wait or whether you go early. Everybody has a different reason, or some of the same reasons. There might be about, like you said, I'm tired of everybody bothering me, or, you know, I'm wanting to see if I can get more off. I just wanted to see what's out there. And I guess in this day and age, as you said, it doesn't hurt to commit early, because that doesn't mean you don't go somewhere else. But I think Ohio obviously has a pretty good pipeline here into Nebraska with Coach Solich, and we'll talk about that with Brian Arp. So that's all coming up later today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian's scheduled to join us in our last segment today on the show. Football awards keep coming out. I know you guys talked about Mark Pelini yesterday with the Remington Awards, so that's knocked out as well as far as awards. Nothing yet today.
It's so early with those watch list things. I mean, it is. I don't know. When we get halfway through and now you're still on the watch list, that says something. But 10 centers in a conference of 14 teams, 10 of the 14 is on this watch list. That's not exactly filtering it down to the point where you go,
wow. 66 total. That's half the teams.
Every other center in Division I football is on this watch list. And, you know, once it gets pared down to, you know, 5, 6, 7, now you're kind of talking pretty an elite level here, but not even All-American level. You know, because, again, you got first team, second team, third team All-American, and that's about it. So it really, you have to have about four more whittling downs before that's really the honor that you want it to be.
Tomorrow, I want to let you know that while we're at Bandits in Grand Island, we've got another great guest list. Our Big Ten preview will be with one of the two new teams in the league in Rutgers. We'll talk Rutgers football tomorrow. We'll also talk Huskers. Matt Davison, Husker Sports Network, and he made a couple catches while he played for the Big Red as well. A
couple of noteworthy ones, well, too.
If there's
too.
A Tecumseh High School Hall of Fame, I'm sure he's in it. Matt Davison will join us tomorrow. The Husker Sports Network is making their trip across Nebraska. Tomorrow they will be at Bandits. Tomorrow night they will be at Bandits. With that, tonight they're in Holdridge, and tomorrow they're in Grand Island, or in Grand Island at Bandits. So they're making their trip across the state.
And Matt, I am so old. I did a couple of Matt Davidson's high school basketball games for this station, and one of the greatest high school basketball games I have ever seen in my life was the state game, Tecumseh beating Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic was down by 700 points and came back to have it within about two or three at the buzzer. They'd even dumped the bench. They basically said, KC's not coming back, and Kearney Catholic got so hot, and before they could sub him in, I think they went on like a 10-0 run to cut the lead down to about 3 or 4 points. It was a great basketball game.
Yeah, Matt Davidson will join us. Also, the guru, Phil Steele, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. To start the program tomorrow, Phil Steele will join us. He has Nebraska going to the Holiday Bowl. A lot is going on right now. It kind of came out yesterday where Athlon has Nebraska going to the Pinstripe Bowl against a North Carolina team, meaning they'd be 5-7 in the conference. Holiday Bowl is kind of that 3-5 area because you get to pick and choose. And with the playoff, the Rose Bowl is kind of out. So there's some different things to look at there. But I did see, and as I say from time to time, I don't care. There's a lot of radio sports talk shows in Nebraska. We have ours. We've got Hail Varsity on from 4 to 6. There's multiple in Omaha and Lincoln and throughout the state. And one of the questions they had out there from one of the other sports talk shows is, if Nebraska, and I'm paraphrasing, if Nebraska ended up in the Pinstripe Bowl, you would what?
Be happy or sad? Is that your question?
No. Fill in the blank.
I don't think that's a bad.
Sad. There's no way you can be happy.
Yeah, right. That's not your name aiming to go to the Pinstripe
Shocked.
Bowl.
Shocked would be one word.
It's a bowl. Yeah, it's not one of those traditional bowls. It's one of those bowls that just kind of you almost forgets even out there. And for Nebraska to be in, I think it'd be a very disappointing year if Nebraska was at the Pinstripe Bowl. Now, if they go to the Holiday Bowl, it's still not where you want to be. People would still look at the season going, gosh, I thought maybe we might be better than that. But at least it's a bowl that kind of has a history, a tradition. I mean, come on, this is going back to when Nebraska played Miami in the Gotham Bowl back in the 1960s. I mean, it just would feel like the program's not where you want it to be.
And the coolness factor would be, and it would be cool because you're playing in New York in December outside, but you would be at Yankee
cool,
Stadium.
Literally.
And
literally
you would be
cool,
in a different place.
Cool.
And so those would be the only silver linings, but there is no way, and I just can't see Nebraska being seventh in the conference this year, sixth
no,
in the conference this
either.
Year. I don't see that, even though I don't believe in the strength behind center right now. And we'll find out. I'll be interested to see what Matt Davidson thinks tomorrow about the quarterback position. But everybody's saying Nebraska has all this potential. They're also saying there's some holes out there, as there always is. It seems to me, Randy, that a lot of people on these preseason prognostications, and Phil Steele only has Nebraska 33rd, which is about as low as anybody else has Nebraska. A lot of them are in that 20 to 25 range.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also seems to me that a lot of people believe that Nebraska could be a sleeper this year. They would not be shocked.
Absolutely.
They say the two things, obviously, that are going against the Huskers are the quarterback position, lack of experience, depth. And again, I don't want any emails or phone calls or tweets throughout the year saying that I don't like Tommy Armstrong, because that's not what I'm saying. I will say it time and time again until I don't want to say it anymore, is that I'm not confident in where we're at the quarterback position. That has no reflection on the young man in Tommy Armstrong or who comes behind that. There's also a couple, Steve Taylor making a comment yesterday that he thinks Riker Fife might be the best option at quarterback right now for Nebraska. So there's another thing that I came across today. But schedule doesn't play out well in the conference. All the tough games are on the road,
yep.
You know, seemingly tough games. And all the easier games on paper, and that's one of the reasons folks are not jumping up and down about having season tickets or home tickets this year to Nebraska games, because the competition, the teams that are coming in are, on paper.
Outside of Miami. And again, that people are kind of looking forward to that.
Conference games. And again, that sound was bleh.
How do you spell that?
With a B. Yeah, okay. And then bleh after that. So the tough conference schedule on the road and lack of depth and experience at quarterback are two pretty big things. But if the quarterback position takes off, all of a sudden Nebraska's a good team. Maybe some of these teams on the road don't pan out like they're supposed to be, and one of the reasons is because Nebraska's beating them. But they're going to be starting on the back. I mean, that's these preseason polls. Nebraska's got a chance. I sense that.
I believe in Armstrong more, I think, than most people. And I'm not saying he's a Heisman Trophy candidate. I'm not saying he's going to be all conference. I just don't think that he's the lead of bricks that we got to carry on our back throughout the course of the season. I think that he can be a better than average quarterback, and I don't know exactly if we mean better than average in Nebraska history or better than average in the conference. I just people are trying to downplay me on Armstrong, but we were successful with him last year. Wasn't he the starting quarterback that beat Georgia? Did I miss that? Wasn't he that guy? You know, I mean, I just don't see necessarily the negative talk that is about Armstrong. I think he could be a whole lot better than what people are letting on. And I know you're not a strong believer, and you're not bashing him by any stretch, but I just think that I don't see the maybe lack of depth might be a concern there, but if he doesn't get hurt, who cares?
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Changing gears here just a little bit. No surprise after finding out that there was a significant injury to Husker senior Leslie Smith, that it was officially released yesterday. Coach Miles saying, yes, it is a torn ACL in his left knee. Of course, he tore the ACL in his right knee in 2011. Smith averaged about 7.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Didn't get to play much before the injury, as he was with the British Virgin Islands team in the FIBA Caribbean Basketball Championships. And when you're looking for some good luck, Nebraska just doesn't seem to get a lot of good luck. They had a good run last year, no doubt about it, but they need some good luck, or lack of bad luck. And even though Smith may not have been a star yet, I know he would have been heavily counted on for the upcoming season.
But yeah, and you just feel sorry for the young man. I mean, it's what you want to do. This is your opportunity. You only have so many seasons. You get a play, and to hurt your knee like that and be out, you know, it hurts. Even if he only averages 6 points per ball game, again, with practice, you're making everybody better. You know, you go out there and you make your team, you want to contribute. So you kind of feel sorry for him. And fortunately, Nebraska last year kind of avoided some – they weren't real deep by any stretch, and they kind of avoided the injury bug, and hopefully this will be the only injury we have to talk about throughout the course of the season, but it comes awfully, awfully early.
Last year, Smith played in all 32 games, averaged 5.5 points, 5 rebounds. He was the first post player coming off the bench for the Big Red, third on the team in rebounding, second in steals and block shots for the Huskers. And the coach said out indefinitely, did not say out for the season. But these ACLs, I mean, even if it's quick, 6 months.
Yeah, you're 6 months is quick.
You're looking at the conference season at best, it would seem, for Leslie Smith. Then news yesterday with Creighton. They released their non-conference schedule. First five games are at home, and then they go down to Florida for the Emerald Coast Classic. One of their non-conference games early on in the season will be Oklahoma, who many people believe will be preseason top 25. That program seems to be back. Sooners' first trip to Omaha since 1973, and Coach McDermott says, you know, saying Big East instead of Mo Valley, it just automatically gives you a better chance to have home-and-home series with the other BCS conference schools.
When was the last time we were excited about Oklahoma coming in and playing a game in November? And when was the last time that involved basketball in Creighton? Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of those things that's just kind of weird. When we're looking forward to watching an Oklahoma game, Oklahoma coming to Nebraska in November, it usually is football. It's usually a different sport.
And on Pearl Harbor Day, that will be the Nebraska-Creighton game this year in Lincoln on December the 7th, which, of course, always is played on a Sunday and is again this year.
Yeah, and those are a lot of fun. And you know what? Coach Miles has kind of circled that in blue for the Huskers, that is a rivalry game. That is really one of their first big tests and one of the things that they're really aiming for the early part of the season. They're kind of making that into the rivalry that a lot of fans have. I think Coach Miles gets it, that if you want to win the state, you got to win against Creighton.
And Creighton, their exhibition game is going to be against former GPAC member Sioux Falls.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
Interesting.
That's how they open their season.
Short drive for Sioux Falls, anyway.
Going to take a look at the Tri-City Storm. I have their schedule put together for the upcoming season. We'll talk about that. The Cornhusker League All-Star Baseball game was held last night, kind of a pitcher's duel. And Kearney, Grand Island, each had a player that was prominent in that contest. We'll take a look at our Loper Link, a couple of UNK stories, and a little bit more when we come back. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll delve into our Big Ten preview. 14 teams in 14 days takes us to Purdue with Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier, and then Kearney High All-Stater Brian Arp will join us at the end of the program here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We'll be right back.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Buzz's Marine is getting away from it all and bringing their showroom to you. Buzz's sales team is setting up shop at the new Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake this Saturday and Sunday. Stop by and see sport boats, pontoons, deck boats, and fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Come see Buzz's this weekend and cruise the water before you buy. Saturday 11 to 4, Sunday noon to 4. Let Yamaha outboards power hours of fun this weekend with Buzz's Marine at Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake, just south of Lexington. For details, go to buzzsmarine.com. We'll see you on the water.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies today. Thunderstorms, though, possible late in the afternoon. A high temperature of 82. Southeast winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low 62 with gusty southeast winds. Right now, 75.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by and see the gang. The bosses were in this week. National reps were in. Andy was wearing a suit and a tie. He's always got the tie on, but man.
Yeah, you don't see the jacket very often.
It was very warm, and he had the jacket on. I said, what's up, man? The brass is in town. the big brass. And you know what's cool about that is you've got more deals and you learn more every single day about what's going on with the Chrysler gang and everything that's going on at Midway. Folks, if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, we tell you this all the time, Midway is the place to be. Stop by and see them. Or go to thinkmidway.com. And don't forget, with the Buffalo County Fair right around the corner, they've got a lot going on out at the fair. And on their Facebook page and on their thinkmidway.com, your chance to be a big winner just for being a friend of Midway this summer. They'll be giving away a Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and a free skydive package courtesy of Atlas Skydive. So all you have to do is go to thinkmidway.com or check out their Facebook, and you can click on by going thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook as well. The Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Tri-City Storm released their schedule yesterday, and just by scanning it a little bit, I guess it doesn't look too bad, and I think one of the reasons is when you get a little bit more depth in the league and you change some teams up, they don't have anything that just makes you shudder, like 9 of the first 11 are on the road, yeah. Or you start with an 8-game homestand. They'll start on the road Friday, September 26th at Lincoln. Then the very next Friday, their home opener against Sioux Falls, and that'll be the first in that stretch there where they will have 5 of 6 at home. But they host Sioux Falls, and they go to Des Moines the next night. Then they have back-to-back weekends with Chicago and Green Bay coming in.
Well, and again, Chicago, Green Bay, you tend to have those, I don't want to call them doubleheaders because they're the next day, because those are a couple of the bigger trips that you have to make in the USHL. So, you know, that way you don't have them bouncing all over the place. They get to drive a little bit less. And when you visit them, you'll end up playing two games in 2 days probably if you go to Green Bay and Chicago. Yeah, it is a balanced schedule in terms of not having a real long road trip, not having a long period between times you get to watch them play. And yeah, and again, they have some Tuesday games in there, but again, the vast majority of the games are going to be on Friday and Saturday nights, the nights that's probably the easiest to get out there and go watch some hockey.
A couple of special nights to let you know about. December 13th will be Stormy's 15th birthday, so that's a Saturday afternoon at 3:05.
He gets a learner's permit. That's really kind of frightening.
Then January 31st, it's casino night against Sioux Falls. That was the most popular promotion, apparently, from last year. Packet in Purple will be with Lincoln on February the 21st, also a Saturday, in the final home contest and fan appreciation against Cedar Rapids is on April the 4th.
Even starting at Lincoln is a great way to start, because there'll be a few folks wearing purple that make it all the way out to the icebox. Tickets for that game will be rather tough, because Lincoln always has such a great home draw. And then when Tri-City comes in there, you'll get some folks from the Tri-Cities area. They'll go out there wearing some purple. So even that's a doable game to watch them for their very first game of the year. Some fans will do that.
They don't have a lot of brutal road trips, but from November 8th, they'll host Muskegon. They only have one home game till December 9th, so that's kind of their long away-from-home stretch in there.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the season where there's a lot of football and stuff like that. So attendance-wise, overall, that's not a bad schedule at all in terms of avoiding a little bit of that time of the year.
Let's take a look at our Loper Link on this Wednesday, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Randy, Damon Day was with you yesterday co-hosting. You got a chance to talk about Marcus Clapp returning to the Lopers in a couple of spots, kind of an administrative spot, a top assistant, but he's also going to be an event manager for the athletic department. That allows Rich Broderson to do a couple of different things. He'll be in charge, Clapp, of kind of some game day stuff for other sports, but I know Damon's real pleased to have him back as a pitching coach and a top assistant. He was here when Damon started, and sometimes that's always special relationships when the guys you started with you're able to work with.
Yeah, and you get to kind of bring them back, and it seems like it's part of the family, you know, being from not too far away, being from McCook originally, kind of grew up, probably if you're looking at Division II athletics from the McCook area, certainly UNK or Kearney State, depending on when you're growing up in that time frame, that's kind of one of those schools you're kind of looking at. And it'll be nice to have him back and have a full-time pitching coach. And Damon talked about that yesterday, that they're adding on to the staff. It isn't like somebody's leaving and that's an even wash. They finally have a pitching staff and a coaching staff, rather, a coaching staff that's pretty much on parallel with the rest of the conference. And it's a pretty tough baseball conference.
I think Clapp just likes hanging out with schools that have unique nicknames, of course, coming from Scottsdale, where they were the Fighting Artichokes. Coming back to UNK, where they
not aware of the Fighting Artichokes. I was not aware of that mascot.
Hate to get thumped by a vegetable.
Yeah.
Also,
the banana slugs. I mean, right there, you know, you got the artichokes, you got the banana slugs out there at San Luis Obispo. So there you go.
UNK head softball coach Holly Carnes announced the names of 6 players, 3 transfers and 3 high school seniors, who will be joining the Lopers for the upcoming season. The in-state young ladies are Bailey Jensen of Papillion, Taylor Kadavy of York, and also Riley Murphy of Ashland, Allie Massonette from Manhattan, Kansas, Candace Wetton of Long Beach, California, and Kelly Wickerman of Mesa, Arizona are the transfers that will be coming in all 13 new faces joining the roster this upcoming season.
Massonette's a familiar name. That's a familiar name. I think that might be a little sister.
She's going to play volleyball and softball for the Lopers. She played at University of St. Mary in Kansas before transferring to UNK in January.
Yeah. It is. Nebraska is not. Nebraska's volleyball, high school volleyball, is outstanding. Some of the best in the country. Softball isn't quite that same level. It's a little bit more difficult to recruit quality softball players in Nebraska because we just don't have the pool that you have if you compare it to volleyball. You know, so it takes a little bit more work to kind of build up a program.
And those are a couple of Loper notes brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Cornhusker League All-Star Game last night. The West defeated the East 3-1 in the senior contest. And for Grand Island, their UNK recruit, Phoenix Stevenson, hit a 2-run home run in the first inning. And that was the difference. 3-1. There were just a total of 9 hits in the ball game. Kearney runs as Peyton Pocock did get the win on the mound. Chris Langan also pitched in the game for Kearney.
They often say that good pitching will stop good hitting. That was pretty much the case there. There's not a lot of runs scored, but again, that's what you kind of expect in an All-Star game like that.
So the season's starting to wind down. In fact, some Legion Junior tournaments get underway this weekend. When we come back, we get back into Big Ten football. Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier. Plus, in the last segment, Kearney High's Brian Arp. We'll be right back.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Some days, getting started is tough. It takes you longer than it used to get up and go. Maybe you need to lose a couple of pounds. Get back in shape. It's time to start something new. ManCore, with our most powerful all-natural male supplements. ManCore helps you tighten your core and shed pounds fast. Build increased strength and stamina, plus a powerful formula to help you sleep all night like you earned it. ManCore is for any guy who wants to look better, feel better, and most of all, perform better. Ask your complete nutrition success coach about ManCore and start something new today. This month only, get 30% off your ManCore 3-pack. Complete nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, where it's time for our Midtown Mart Cooler Question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you who should get the final spot of the National League All-Star team, or the American League All-Star team. What do you got here, buddy? What are you doing to me? What do you got? You say National League, and then you give me American League players.
It's American League.
Oh, dang typo.
American League All-Stars, they're voting for Chrisale of the White Sox, 44%. Kluber of the Indians, 22% of the vote. Today, our Midtown Mark Cooler question, which you can vote on anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. How closely are you watching NBA free agency? Very close, mild interest, not watching. Even this breaking news story with the Cleveland Cavaliers this morning, just...
Anything really happening?
The only thing that's going to shock me is if they're not back in Miami, and what else is there to pay attention to? So I'm a mild interest because I'm a sports guy, but if I wasn't, I'd say I wasn't really watching.
Yeah, I'm not really watching because I don't have to do the show except for Wednesdays.
Yeah, well, there you there go. ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Well, how far down the list are the Purdue Boilermakers, unfortunately, when it comes to all the sports talk that's going on in that part of the country?
It's that time, 14 teams in 14 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 28th and 29th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Big Ten West Division for today's team.
Purdue.
The Boilermakers.
It's time for 14 teams in 14 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And we welcome back into the Doug and Daddy Show from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, Mike Carmen. Mike, thanks for the time this morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Can I vote on the poll there?
Would you be much interest?
No. Whatever the last time, times 10.
Well, duly noted, put Mike in for not paying any attention and doesn't want to. Mike, yesterday we started our 14 teams in 14 days with Michigan State, and today I guess we're taking a look at the other end of the spectrum from last year with Purdue. Just as far as where Purdue's relevance is, because as we always say in Nebraska, it's the top story no matter if what day of the week or day of the year it is. Where's Purdue on the radar this far out from the start of the season from a fan and an interest perspective?
Well, I mean, locally, it's probably in the middle. But, you know, around the state, it's going to be low. There's just not a lot of interest right now. You're coming off an 1-11 season. Season ticket sales are going to be down. It'll be the second year of Darryl Hazel. I think there was a little bit of buzz last year before the season started because it was new, it was fresh, it was different. And, you know, people had some high expectations to maybe that the team would be competitive. But, you know, all that has gone away. Now it's, you know, now you have to show me that you can win some games. And, you know, that's what year two is going to be about. But, you know, they're not going to win six, at least right now. It doesn't look like they'll win six, but they've got to win the game in September to really build that interest.
Mike, how is this year's team going to be different than last year's team? I mean, whenever you have a new coach, you're using the old coach's players. Now you're starting to get some of Coach Hazel's players, not all of them, obviously, but some of them coming in. How are the Boilermakers going to look different?
Well, I mean, the goal would be that they could stop people on defense and put the ball in the end zone a little bit more than they did last year. And, you know, and I think that's how things need to be different. I mean, they need to show signs of life. They need to show that they are a competitive football team. And, you know, and that's how things are going to be different. Now, they played a lot of young people last year. They had 9 true freshmen see significant playing time. You know, that's going to benefit, I think, this year. And then some of the veterans that maybe tried to buy into the system last year but couldn't get all the way there, you know, it's now it's time for them to take that next step and be completely in and, you know, help this program, you know, take, you know, a small step forward, a medium step forward. So, I mean, I think that's how things can be different, just how they play on the field and, you know, if they're in games the second half, but, you know, probably what Nebraska fans are used to hearing about college football teams, but that's where Purdue is right now.
We're talking with Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You kind of mentioned where you thought the win total would be, and just looking at one of your columns here, you referenced that the Vegas boys kind of put 3.5. So should I put you in the optimistic category here? You think they're going over?
I think they can get 4, but, you know, saying 4 in July is different than trying to say 4 at the end of September. And, you know, at the end of September is going to be the telling sign of where this team can go. You know, the non-conference schedule is more favorable this year than it was last year because you're playing a couple MAC schools with Central Michigan and Western Michigan, and you have Southern Illinois along with Notre Dame. You know, last year they were playing Cincinnati, Notre Dame, Northern Illinois, and it was too much for that team. This non-conference schedule should give them an opportunity to see some success early, and then you get Iowa and Illinois to start your Big Ten season. And by that point, you're going to know maybe what this team, you know, what the high water mark is going to be for this team. You know, it's hard to say right now, but I would put it at 4 as of July, whatever date it is. 12:40 Eastern time.
Mike, Purdue obviously always known as the cradle of quarterbacks, some NFL Hall of Famers, some pretty prominent NFL players like Drew Brees coming from Purdue. Where is Purdue at this year in terms of quarterbacks that are going to be out there now and on the horizon?
Well, I think the starter is going to be Danny Etling. He played the last 6 games, got his first start against Nebraska last year. And if anybody remembers, Randy Gregory kind of welcomed him to the Big Ten in a sack fest. So, you know, I think he's going to be the starter, although Daryl Hazel hasn't come out and said that yet. But he's the guy with the most experience. You know, he's got to take a big step forward. His receivers have to take a big step forward. A lot of his success is going to depend what they can get out of the running game and Raheem Mostert, and then what kind of protection the offensive line is going to give him. And, you know, that's the big question mark on offense is the offensive line. They've got a lot of inexperience there. They've recruited a couple of junior college players to fill some holes. And, you know, that group is really one to watch. But, I think Etling is going to be the guy. But, you know, Austin Appleby, you know, played in a game or two at the end of last year, you know, pushed him during practice, but I thought maybe didn't push him enough in spring ball to really challenge for the job. And they have a true freshman in David Blau, who's probably going to redshirt this year, but seems to have some tools that would give optimism to the future that the quarterback position is going to be pretty solid down the road.
Talk with Mike Carmen here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our Purdue preview, 14 teams in 14 days. It looks like, Mike, that they might have some stability at the wide receiver position. So if the quarterback and Danny and the boys can get things done, they got some guys that can catch it. Is that the case?
Yeah. A kid that played the wide receiver last year actually didn't play a lot, but Dalapo McCarthy, he's going to move to tight end. That's going to give him a different kind of weapon. Maybe in the middle of the field that they didn't have last year. And another guy that's coming back is another tight end, is Gabe Holmes. He broke his wrist in week 2 and didn't play the rest of the year. He's a big target. You know, he passes the eye test. He would be the guy that you would want first off the bus for the opposing team's team. He's built very well. He runs fast, very athletic. but he's a guy that also needs to step up this game and prove that he can be an elite player in this league. And they've got some other wide receivers. Danny Anthrop is a local kid who, you know, has pretty good speed, but needs to hang on to the ball a lot better. And then D'Angelo Yancey is kind of the guy coming out of last year that I think people will be most familiar with. He's kind of a bigger receiver. He's a guy that can stretch the field. And I would look for him probably to be, you know, Ebling's number one target at least early in the year.
Mike, on the other side of the ball, 11 starters coming back for Purdue on defense. How is the defense going to be different? Will it be much improved? What is an area of strength for the Boilermakers?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's 11 because Ricardo Allen graduated. He's at the NFL.
Oh, it's 7. I may have misspoken, but it was 7.
Okay, 7. I heard 11. I'm like, well, that's not right.
But they'd take him.
They take Ricardo again. I think they're going to be stronger up front. They played a lot of young guys on the defensive line last year with Jake Rogogle, Razan Howard. They toyed with the 3-4 the second half of the season. Their first game in that formation was against Nebraska back in October. I think you'll see a lot of that. Then there's a kid on the end, Brian Russell, who looks the part. It's well built, very athletic. Had a great spring game, spring practice, but hasn't been consistent enough on the field to really, warrant national kind of attention. He's another guy that needs to step up his game. And I think they'll be a lot better up front, just based on the experience and the type of players they have there. Their biggest question mark is always going to be linebacker. They've got a little bit of experience there, but they're not really true linebackers. They're guys that they've converted from different positions. One is Sean Robinson. He started in the program as a quarterback, and now has worked his way up to a senior year. And he'll be a leader on the defense at the linebacker spot. But there's two freshmen coming in, Keelan Robinson, who's the son of former Purdue basketball great Glenn Robinson, and then Juwan Bentley from Maryland. I think those are two guys that are going to get a shot early and should see a lot of playing time this year at the linebacker spot.
Just a couple of moments left here with Mike Carmen of the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, just to give the fans that don't obviously follow Purdue day in and day out like you do, whether it was an injury in spring, whether it was a coaching change on the staff, or maybe something else, what was the biggest off-season story in your mind for this football program?
Probably just the attitude, the change of attitude that's kind of going on, a transformation. I think Daryl Hazel has a better idea of what kind of team he has, the personality of his team. One thing he talked about last year was just the lack of mental toughness that was across the board in the program. And when things got bad, it snowballed quickly. And, as you guys know, there are points in games where you can look back and, if the team was a little bit more mentally tough, made a stop here on a 3rd-5 or a 3rd-8, maybe things get going in their direction. That's the one thing he's kind of harped on in the offseason is just more of a change of attitude, being tougher, being able to stand up, make a play, and stop a team, when you need to. And that's the biggest thing I'm kind of looking for. Maybe hard for fans to see something like that, but I think attitude is the biggest thing that they're trying to get changed. And again, those first 3 or 4 games are going to tell us a lot where they're at from a mindset standpoint.
Mike, if the Boilermakers make it into a bowl game, what do you think would be the major reason for that? I mean, if you write that article saying they made the bowl game because of, what would be the rest of that sentence?
Well, am I writing this beforehand or afterwards?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think, if they're able to kind of overachieve, what do you think might be that one element that kind of pushes them over the top?
There's really not one. It's going to have to be a combination of things. They're going to, again, as I said earlier, they're going to have to figure out a way to score, and they're going to have to figure out a way to stop people. And I've kind of asked just general people throughout the course of the offseason. I go, which area needs to improve quicker, the offense or the defense? And you get mixed reactions. Because you have to stop people to have a shot, but you also have to put the ball in the end zone. I think if they overachieve this year, it'll probably be because of their offense. I mean, their offense was so bad last year, based on a combination of factors, youth and skin experience, new system, that, you know, I think that group has to take a big step forward and keep the defense off the field and just be able to match teams. You know, if you get in a shootout, you know, their last game against Indiana, they put some points on the board, but they can't keep up with Indiana right now. The question will be, when they play Indiana the last game of the year, will they have the kind of firepower or the kind of arsenal to put up 30 or 40 in that game? So I would say that if they're going to do anything this year, their offense has to really take a big step forward.
And Mike, last question, because of the predicament that the guys were in last year, the punter got a lot of work, special teams. We haven't really touched on that. Akeem Hunt, one of the many kids that are on the Horning a watch list because he's pretty versatile there for you. Well, what about that area for the Boilermakers?
I think that can be a big strength. Now they're going to have a new punter, a freshman's coming in that's going to vie for that position. Their field goal kickers have been a bit shaky over the last couple of years. That's an area that's got to pick up. But I think the place where they could maybe provide a spark is in the kick return game. Where, you know, Raheem Mostert, he led the nation as a freshman, kind of been off the radar the last couple of years. He had a great track season. He was dubbed, not by me, but by others, the fastest man in the Big Ten because he won the 100 and the 200 at the outdoor championships. And he also won the 60 and the 200 at the indoor championships. But he's a guy that can provide a big spark in that area, along with Akeem Hunt. Those two guys back there are pretty dangerous. They got a lot of opportunities last year. He's kicked off a lot against Purdue. But I think that's an area that they might be able to have some success in.
And I said that was the last question, but we've got some weird listeners out here, Mike. Trent wants to know how excited you are for beer sales.
Well, it won't be everywhere across the stadium. It'll be just in the south end zone where they've removed the bleachers and are putting up a patio type beer garden area as a transformation to a bigger project down the road. But they're not selling beer at the press box. So that might have helped last year with some of the games we had to watch.
You said they're not selling it. Are they just giving it away then?
Lemonade, iced tea, beer.
They might end up doing that. Or from my, I think the press box, I can see the tailgaters clear as day. I know where to go if I need one.
Well, Mike, hopefully it doesn't come to that point during the game because I think we've all been there from time to time in the press box, no matter who you're covering. Hey, we look forward to seeing you in Chicago at Media Days. We always appreciate you chatting with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show about the Boilermakers. Enjoy the rest of the month.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me. See you guys in Chicago.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier. Yeah, they've made some changes there to the stadium and – I don't know. It looks like there's a lot of umbrellas and stuff on one side, and then they're opening up with bleachers on the other side. And I wonder if the students might be sitting there.
Well, and that says something, I think, about where your program's at if you have to do those sorts of things, instead of just putting in more seats for more people.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as that's our 14 teams in 14 days for today. Tomorrow we will be taking a look at Rutgers, Minnesota, coming up on Friday. Next week, Michigan among the teams that we will be looking at. If you're ready for lunch, I'll bet Brian Arp is. He's going to join us next here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Try Cunningham's. Cunningham's has delicious pub or gourmet burgers right off the grill, like the famous Juicy Lucy or Juicy Jack. They've got barbecue. They've got brisket. They've got appetizers like the Husker Ribs, the Journal Bites, the Skewers, which are scallops, shrimp, steak, chicken. You can get a salad. You can get a pizza. It's a vast menu of great items. And, of course, whatever you want to wash it down with, your favorite soda, your favorite alcoholic beverage, very ice cold beer coming out of the taps the coldest in Kearney. Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Don't forget happy hour from 3 to 6 daily and live entertainment out in the courtyard all week long. There's great reasons to go to Cunningham's any day of the week.
Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center presents Recovery in the Park Celebration on Friday, July 11th. Free barbecue with hamburgers and hot dogs at 6 p.m. at the Brickyard Park in Hastings. Free ice cream and a free concert presenting the band Forgiveness 490. Free will donations are appreciated. For more information, call 402-462-2066 or log on to reviveinc.org and come out and enjoy a great time of food and fellowship at Brickyard Park on Friday, July 11th.
Now is the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have their chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities. Track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 7th through the 10th in Kearney. This is the 25th anniversary, a year you won't want to miss. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2014 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, man. Driving around yesterday without disclosing a whole lot of things. Just saw a lot more T&L pivots on my day off yesterday. Always keep an eye out for what's out there in your field. And T&L taking care of whatever's out there, whether it's corn, whether it's beans, whether it's potatoes, it doesn't matter. T&L is taking care of your crop. T&L with their web-based pivot control known as the PPC3 lets you manage your pivot with your computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. Of course, with the hydrostatic power, you don't have to worry about the start and stop. You don't have to worry about some of the problems you have with a variety of other pivots. That's what makes T&L unique. So see your T&L dealer today at TLIRR.com if you want to go online, or you're not familiar with T&L irrigation, or you need to find out where your local dealer are, because they're all over Nebraska, the United States, and more than 65 countries worldwide. They have been in business since 1955. That means you're doing it right, and they're doing it right at T&L.
I bet they have T&L systems in Ohio. I doubt they're using it to water potatoes. I'm just saying. I doubt that.
They should have them over every practice facility for the
Well, that way you're ready for that rain game.
And Randy, I got to ask you, before we chat with Brian Arp here in just a moment, the Kearney All-Stater, did you guys get a chance to talk about what the NCAA proposed for football practice?
We mentioned it. We didn't spend a whole lot of time on it.
We'll get into that a little bit more when we get to some of the coaches and such. I don't even know how a player would feel about this. And in case you missed it, the NCAA is just suggesting that football teams hold no more than two contact practices per week during the season. And this comes from their safety and concussion summit earlier in the year. They also recommended that during preseason, no more than 8 of the 15 sessions have contact. We know that, like at UNK, you have the acclimation. You have everywhere. You have the acclimation period where the first couple of practice, you can't do anything more than shoulder pads and shorts, and there's not a lot of contact. And I know Coach Pelini last year kind of backed it down a little bit. But
I think most coaches have. I think most coaches, very few, I think, are the Frank Cush style where we're going to have contact every day. You know, I think most coaches are – two during the season anyway are two. Now preseason you might, I always saw more hitting in the preseason stuff than you did, you know, obviously after the season began, because you get enough banging around on Saturdays, you don't want to get anybody hurt during the week with contact.
Right now in Brian Arp's case, it's on Friday most of the time. Once in a while you go to Lincoln, it's a Thursday, but Brian Arp joins us in studio fresh off his commit to Ohio. Good morning, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
What's contact practice like for Coach Cool preseason, and what's it like during the week?
During the week, it'd be we have Friday or our Thursday. It depends, really. Thursdays are our half pads with helmet, shoulder pads, and we just do a little bit of walkthrough. And then Monday through Wednesday is when we go to full pads and just going through offense and defensive stuff. And then with preseason, like two-a-days, that's when we get most of our hitting out and getting all of our kinks and everything out there too, so we just get used to the pads on and into the heat and everything. So
a little acclimation process with that. Talk a little bit about the recruiting process you kind of went through. When you were younger and your sister Nicole was being recruited and that sort of thing, had a little bit of a taste of it. Talk a little bit about that recruiting process and maybe what you learned from her as well.
What I learned from her was find what college is the best fit, and if you build relationships up with your coaches, and just see if you could be there for 5 years and everything. So, and then what I've learned is that it's really hectic, I guess. And you go into where, in my case, I went to Kansas State and then Nebraska and Wyoming and South Dakota State, all for camps and junior day visits and spring games, and just it gets pretty hectic, I guess. So. I guess that's what I kind of learned, in that it's really time-consuming, I guess, in that.
Did you like the process?
Oh, yeah, I really liked it. It was great meeting all the Bo Pelinis, the Bill Snyders, and Craig Bowles and all that. And it was great, just the coaches that you see on TV, and you actually get to meet them in person and shake their hand and everything. So,
When did you first get a letter or a contact from a school that said, hey, we're interested?
From a big school or
just anybody?
I
would imagine you're bopping around, maybe a freshman, and all of a sudden something shows up and you go, what
is this?
Yeah, it was, my sophomore year from, Nebraska Westland, I think. Right after the football season and then into the track season too, I guess. But I think those are my first letters, and my first big one was, the start of the school year from, I think maybe Kansas State or Wyoming, maybe. So it was really surprising getting it from this teacher, and hey, here you go, and whoa. Geez, that's it's really cool to see, I guess. So
you said you kind of like the recruiting process. Why are you ending it so soon? Why sign now instead of waiting till the national
league? Commit.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to commit early. That was my main goal, so then I could focus on Bearcat football and be the best be the best leader on the team, and just focus on my high school career, do the big things I want to do on and off the field and everything. So that's really the main reason why I committed earlier and everything. So I guess that was like the main thing, is that I just wanted to be worry-free during the season, I guess, with so I didn't have to know who's in the stands or where do I have to go, who I have to talk to. So now I'm just straight line, and so I don't have to have any distractions, I guess. So
we're talking with Brian Arp here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kearney is senior to be all-stater, committed last week to Ohio. I guess the same question that we ask pretty much everybody: what sold you on Ohio? What was different or unique, or was there one selling point that really said, hey, this is it for me?
What I really liked with Ohio was that the coaching staff was very personable. Like right when I stepped foot on campus, I had players come up to me, hey, shake their hands, and so-and-so, and then Coach Solage came down and shook my hand and said, I'll talk to you later, and met with their D-line coach, and which was, his son was a good friend of mine in sixth grade, and then they moved to Ohio for his job, and we talked about that, and it just felt like home there, just like a home away from home, and just a great feel, and especially with those coaches, a lot of them coming from Nebraska too. They have they kind of implement their stuff into Ohio systems. So I guess that was kind of a big thing for me too, and just that it's just great campus, and they had my major I really liked there too. So
which is?
I either want to go into physical therapy or into criminal justice, game and parks, or like a police officer. So I'm kind of on two different spectrums right now. So
your uncle will be very happy to hear that, by the way.
Yeah.
you mentioned before, while we were in the break there, I asked you about if you were talking to any other Nebraska kids that were considering Ohio, and you gave us some names, and it's kind of interesting. Could you let the folks just kind of recap what we talked about?
There's a linebacker running back from Lincoln Southwest, Noah Lazaro, and then offensive lineman from Gothenburg, Tanner Borchardt, and then Matt Clark from Syracuse. I think they offered him a couple weeks ago. So, and I really haven't been in contact with them, which probably should, and just see where they stand. And because I know they're really good players, and I've gone up against them at camps, and especially in games too. And it'd be great to have them on board too. So,
do you kind of see that as kind of almost a role that you kind of have now? I said, like, let's bring in all the best talent we can, because now I'm a Bobcat.
Oh yeah, that's talking with Trey Williams, is Coach Williams' son. He's running back at Athens, and he kind of reached out to me and just told me where he thinks I stand and all that stuff, and saying it'd be great if we were teammates again. And so, yeah, I kind of would assume it would be a big role, just to trying to get the best players that I can get and what coaches can get too, and then get to and have the Nebraska ties too. So it'd be kind of cool. So
Brian Arp with us here in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show. He committed to Ohio last week. You mentioned some of the camps. What's the summer been like here for you?
Yeah, I started out my camps with Nebraska's, and then I went down to the following week I went to Wyoming, and then South Dakota State, and those are kind of the big camps and kind of the schools that were on my watch list that I really kind of wanted to go to. And then I visited Ohio and just got sold there. But yeah, the camps it was great and fun, and meeting with all those coaches, like I said again, and going up against top talent that they've brought in. And so it turned out to be really good and really fun experience. So
do you do the same thing at every camp when it's an individual camp? I mean, team camps, we get the concept of, but some of this individualization, is it the same thing at every camp you go to?
Yeah, basically, they teach their own stuff, though. So you work on their techniques and what they kind of want to teach you. But then, again, it's all in the same thing, same formats and everything. But really the only difference is that they're trying to teach their philosophies to you, and you're just trying to, I guess, pick up on them and see where they stand. So
obviously, for Kearney High, you play both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. Have they really kind of said exactly what you're going to be doing at Ohio? Is there a chance that you could switch from one side of the ball to another? Is that still up in the air?
Yeah, it's still up in the air. But as of right now, they're telling me that I'll probably play defense, and I'll probably start out as an end. They call it a boundary end, so the short side of the field, so I don't have to run. And so, what Coach Williams said, they don't do prototypes, that if you're not 280 pounds, you can't play this position. So he said that it's all natural for him. So I'll probably either start out at an end and then eat my way into a three technique, or a nose guard in that case. So I really anything, and they haven't really said anything about offense, but mostly just defense. But I'm assuming it's still up in the air.
Obviously, former Bearcat Noah Keller had a great career at Ohio. Did you chat with him at all during this process?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit, not as much as I would have liked, probably just to see what he liked at the campus and what the coaches and the practices are like. But yeah, I talked to him a little bit, and he really liked it there from what I've heard from him, and that great experience and great coaches. So, and that kind of helped with my decision too, knowing that Noah Keller went there and he did really good, and that could possibly be me in a couple years. So,
and Randy, speaking of the decision, now Noah, you know this.
There's
a lot going on that Cleveland wants to get LeBron James back and all this stuff. So we've had some folks that want to know if your commitment to Ohio University could help lure LeBron James back to the Cavaliers. Have you talked to LeBron, man? Have you talked to LeBron? I'm coming to Ohio, man. I'm coming to Ohio.
Come join me. Come join me.
I've not talked to LeBron. That'd be pretty cool, but no, I've not talked to LeBron James.
The question has been answered.
Yeah, all right. Well, now I have to follow that up. This is great. You kind of mentioned that it kind of has that family atmosphere in dealing with the coaching staff and with the football team and that sort of thing. Do you get a sense of the city of Athens, what it's like? I mean, you grew up in a college town here in Kearney. Kind of compare and contrast with Athens and maybe what Kearney feels like.
Yeah, it's really similar, but it's more of a college town than what Kearney is. The Athens, what's the population? It's like 17, I think, or something. And then the college has 22,000 kids. So without the college there, it'd be really basic, really small. But it's a great town. It feels just like Kearney, but there's a lot of, college kids and everything. So, and that city is based on the college, too. So all the businesses and what I've talked with Coach Burrow, his good friend, is he's a KFC he owns a KFC, and he said that when the college leaves for summer breaks or winter breaks, that then the profit goes down a little bit. But so what I've heard is that it's really, they really rely on the college and everything there too. So
now you know that year in and year out, Ohio is one of the top 10 party schools. You won't have anything to do with that, though.
No, I will not have anything to do with that.
Did you get a chance to talk with Coach Solich?
Yes, I talked with Coach Solich in his office for, I think it was close to an hour, and we had good talks, and we asked how long he would stay there for, and he said that he would outlast me there. So, and he said he's not looking for any other jobs. He wants, Athens is a great town, he loves Ohio University, and he's going to stay there, and that, we just kind of just talked for a couple hours, or an hour or so, so. But yeah, it was.
End of next month. By the end of next month, the high school football starts for real, and you'll be teeing things off against Grand Island, which is obviously for a Kearney High kid a great way to start the season. Talk a little bit about heading into your final year and how the Bearcats are going to be this fall.
Oh yeah, I think the team will be really good this year with a lot of returners, a lot of returnees and key positions coming back, with our two quarterbacks coming back, which kind of helps a lot. And we have some guys that will fill up some big roles at running back, and also some wide receiver spots that we could get help with there too. But yeah, I think we'll be a really good team, and I know we're all excited. We talk about it all the time, and just want to make a big run in the playoffs. And the ultimate goal is get to the state championship and everything. So I think it should be really fun, fun year for us all. And starting out GI, it's I don't even know. It's can't get any much better than that. So.
You can say something they can pin on their bulletin board. Go ahead. You got the radio. Go
predicting
ahead.
Predicting victory right now, are you?
That'd be nice, but I don't know. It should be a really good game. They've lost a lot of kids, and we have lost some really good players too. So it should be a really good dogfight, and be what it is every year is a dogfight, I guess. So.
Well, it should be a great football season for Brian Arp, and Brian, we'll let you get out of here. Congratulations on your commit. I guess the last thing, because we did bring it up on the show, and committing early, that doesn't mean folks are going to, especially if you have a great season or an extra special season, you might still get some folks wanting your services. Have you already thought about how you'll handle that?
Yeah, I haven't really thought of it, but kind of got to talk with my parents and stuff that I kind of want to, we'll see, I guess. But right now I'm 100% committed to Ohio, and I can't think of a better school to go to than Ohio, but I guess I'm really kind of close to the recruiting and everything, the other people coming in, but I guess we'll just have to see. But as of right now, I'm 100% a Bobcat, so.
New cell phone and a big dog on the front porch takes all care of a lot of that. Brian, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to watching you play this year for the Bearcats.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Good luck, Brian. Thanks.
Good stuff. Randy, we're here at the end of the program. What else you got? You got anything else for us today?
No. I think Brazil just gave up another goal. I think that happened just a moment ago. I think they gave up another goal.
We made it through almost the whole show.
Almost.
Without talking.
You had to mention that,
Argentina
though.
Or Netherlands, who you got?
I'm gonna go with the Dutch. I'm gonna go with the I'm going to go with them.
I believe
I'm rooting, by the way, for the New World School, so I'm rooting for Argentina.
I think I took Brazil over Argentina in the final, so I got to hang on for Argentina. Last bit of business here, and then we're out of here. The Nebraska Coaches Association, it seems like it gets here quicker every year. Their clinic actually starts on the 20th with their Hall of Fame banquet and the coaches banquet. A couple of athletes are scholarship winners from the area. Leah Ewing of Grand Island Senior High and Allison Mason from Bertrand are two of the eight from across the state. Then the coaches of the year include John Miller, Southern Valley, in boys basketball. In golf, Steve Ekstrom of Minden. In volleyball, Alan Van Cura of Hastings St. Cecilia. And in wrestling, Tyler Herman of Amherst. And then the Level 4 award is about the highest award you can get for years and championships. They have a point system, and there are seven across the state that are going in. Two of them are from right here in our listening area. Chris Connor for Kearney Catholic in volleyball and Bob Braithwaite of Arapahoe in basketball. Also want to give a shout-out. They have a 25-year Coach's Award. We'll talk more about that. They have a special kind of Lifetime Achievement Awards for track. It's the Benny and Dutch Award. Dave Gee from Grand Island Northwest is going to receive that award here. The Friends of High School Sports includes UNK's Rich Broderson and Dave Irwin, longtime coach at SEM, and has also been big with the Coaches Association. And then the Media Awards, a couple of friends of ours, Chuck Schwartz from Scotts Bluff and Brad Fosberg, who we continue to think about over there at Grand Island as he continues his battle but has done so many good things. So congratulations to both Brad and Chuck, and again they will be honored on the 20th. Then the coaches clinic begins, all-star games and all that coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Kind of a mini who's who there, coaches and athletes and media folks as well, and certainly best of luck to Brad.
So congratulations to all of those award winners. We want to thank Brian Arp for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about his commit to Ohio and what's going to happen for Kearney High this year, as he did predict 13-0 and a big victory over Grand Island in the season opener.
Yeah, I think that's what I got out of that. Yeah, I think that's what I got.
Shaking his head, he's not saying that. Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal Courier, to preview Purdue, our 14 teams in 14 days. Will take us to Rutgers tomorrow. We are live at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. The Husker Sports Network Sports Nightly Show will be there Thursday night. We'll talk with Matt Davison about that, and the guru of all college football prognostications, Phil Steele, right off the top of the program tomorrow. You go do something else. Steve Anderson's going to join me tomorrow at Bandits.
Yeah, and Steele, great guy to have in. Mention a program, he's got details for you.
Randy Bushcutter, thanks for the time. We'll see you next time.
All right, see you next Wednesday.
This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow for Bandits here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.